This is The Takeaway. I'm Todd Zwillick, and Roy Moore says he's not going anywhere.
I have not been guilty of sexual misconduct with anyone.
The Republican Senate candidate from Alabama says the on-the-record story from a woman that Moore initiated a sexual encounter with her when she was 14 years old is a lie. Meanwhile, Breitbart News, led once again by President Trump's former strategist Steve Bannon, has dispatched its employees to Alabama in an attempt to discredit the stories that Lee Korfman and other women told to the Washington Post. Yesterday, Breitbart ran an article revealing that Washington Post reporters convinced Lee Korfman to come forward with her story. In other words, Breitbart News accuses the Washington Post of reporting. Some Republicans in Washington say that Lee Korfman is simply more credible than Roy Moore and that he should get out of the race. But here's the front runner to be the Republican Senate nominee in Virginia next year, conservative Corey Stewart on Facebook.
I think it's wrong to be just assuming that somebody's guilty, especially from allegations that are 40 years old.
Such is the reaction to allegations of child molestation against the Republican Party's nominee in Alabama. Polls suggest Roy Moore is now in a dead heat with Democrat Doug Jones, with that special election a month away. Pat Duggins has been keeping us up to date with all the maneuverings in Alabama. Pat is news director at Alabama Public Radio. Pat, thanks for coming back.
Hi, Todd, and the hits just keep on coming.
They really do from down there in Alabama. Pat, what's been the reaction now that Lee Korfman's allegations have had a weekend and a little bit of time to sink in?
Well, I guess the newest part, Todd, is the fact that Roy Moore is now suing the Washington Post. If I were a member of the Doug Jones camp, I would be licking my chops and thanking the Lord on high, because that would mean that even more of Roy Moore's record will now come out, because up to now, Moore has been meticulously avoiding debates with Doug Jones, but all this media coverage is having all these details come out.
Yeah, lawsuits usually mean discovery. We'll see if he actually pursues that before Election Day on December 12th. Look, Pat, Roy Moore is a guy who spent his political career talking about religious morality, long crusades against Islam, gay people, sexual immorality. Is anyone in Alabama seeing him as hypocritical now?
Well, I'm having Robert Bentley flashbacks, because if you'll recall, you know, when Governor Robert Bentley was elected, within 12 hours of his taking the oath of office, he was in the pulpit of a Baptist church telling a whole group of international reporters that if you have not accepted Jesus Christ as your savior, you're not my brother. The message, directly or indirectly, true or untrue, being I represent some people in Alabama, but not others. And so there was a whole collection of uncomplimentary news reports that resulted in that. And then if you go, what, halfway through his second term, he was tape recorded making sexually explicit comments to a woman who was not his wife. And so all of a sudden, all of that Christian rhetoric kind of goes out the window. And you have to wonder, you know, Roy Moore's supporters are lead pipe behind him. There are some that are even saying, we don't care if Lee Korfman's allegations are true. She's the 14-year-old girl who claimed that Roy Moore molested her back in 1979. They don't care if it's true. They're going to vote for him anyway.
So not a question of whether they believe Lee Korfman or not. It doesn't matter if he made sexual advances on a 14-year-old.
It could either be because they would never vote for a Democrat, or because with, you know, evangelical voters, you have this, you know, the issues of, you know, redemption and forgiveness. So even if he did all this, even if he was thrown out of office twice, which he was, even if he's an alleged child molester, which the Washington Post says that he is, there's that forgiveness. And it would take more than that to really turn them against him.
Pat, some Republican officials in Alabama have suggested over the weekend maybe suspending the election and moving the date, sort of canceling an election they think they might lose. Is that novel idea getting any currency, or do they not have to do that now if it's evident that so many of Roy Moore's supporters are still behind him?
Well, there's a two-part answer to that. Number one, Governor Kay Ivey says that she will not move the election. There are some observers who say, well, the reason that she set the special election for mid-December was to prevent Roy Moore from running for governor when Kay Ivey's trying to get her first full term in office after the resignation of Governor Robert Bentley. And on the other, quite frankly, the concern among the Democrats is that all of this stuff coming out from the Post and all of these comments from Mitch McConnell are simply going to galvanize conservative voters in Alabama. They're just going to, you know, fold their arms and stamp their feet and say, well, I'm just going to stick my thumb in the eye of all of these, you know, godless northern liberal bedwetters, and I'm just going to vote for Roy Moore anyway.
Pat, there's also kind of a fantasy coming out of Washington. In fact, I don't know if it's a fantasy or if it's some hopeful whispering that maybe a Luther Strange write-in campaign could win this election, that maybe somebody who's more amenable to Washington Republicans could still have a chance.
That's one scenario. Another scenario I'm hearing is that assuming Roy Moore stays in and assuming Roy Moore wins, which if you take a look at the latest polling is not necessarily a given, that they could simply refuse to seat him in the Senate. Apparently there is some kind of chicanery they can do to not seat him. And then all of a sudden, Governor Kay Ivey gets to name whoever else she wants, obviously a Republican, that would fill that seat. It could be Luther Strange. It could be Mo Brooks, who was kind of pushed out of the running earlier, despite all of the publicity he was getting following the softball Congress shooting up in Washington.
Yeah, it's Congressman Mo Brooks. Pat, before we let you go, is there any effect in Alabama of all these Republicans in Washington who say that Roy Moore should step aside? Mitch McConnell has said that if the allegations are true, Roy Moore should step aside. That, of course, gives Roy Moore the space to keep saying that the allegations are lies or fake news. Other senators like Pat Toomey of Pennsylvania have said he should go right now. Does anybody in Alabama listen?
Well, if you look at what the Democrats are doing for Doug Jones, with the exception of Joe Biden coming down for one campaign rally, they're meticulously staying out of this because the concern is that in Alabama, because of, you know, its civil rights history and everything else like that, that there is a tendency among the electorate here to kind of get defensive when people say, you know, you should think this way, you should think this way, or consider that. So on the one hand, they're kind of worried about that. And then on the other hand, it's just, you know, Doug Jones seems to be taking a progressive, maybe 1970s, 1980s style track that, okay, Alabama, warts and all, can be better than people say that we are. And to do that, it's a good idea to kind of go progressive. And that's sort of the message that he's pushing, which is where political scientists are saying, oh my gosh, this is not just token Democratic opposition, but Doug Jones not only has a different kind of message, but he also has poll numbers to back it up.
Pat Duggins, Alabama Public Radio. Thanks, Pat.
Thanks, Todd.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.